Yes, hello, weirdos. I'm back again. It's time for another wonderful weirdos show. But this one is different. How, you say? How could this be any different than the other times? Or the time before that? Or the time before that? You don't know. I'm not going to tell. But it's okay. If you just...
Hi, Jeremy. This is Tesla.
Yes.
Tesla?
Right.
Oh, you know me.
Of course, I remember.
You remember me, don't you?
Yes, of course.
Of course you do.
Of course.
I just wanted to tell you that I let the whole world know about...
Yeah, that's good.
The phone is between your toes. It can be between the solar system and... I don't know that. And...
Yeah.
It could cause death in the future.
It could cause death in the future. Bye. It's possible. Everything is possible. And if you're listening to this show at this moment, it must be because you're meant to listen to this show at this moment. Because nobody else, it's just you and me, right? We know that. Nobody listens to this show. You're the only one. And that's why the message was specially crafted just for you. And, you know, it's not my fault if the message doesn't make sense. It never makes sense to me, of course, because it's a message for you, so... whoever you are, I hope you enjoy your message. Sometimes other people call in. You could call 1-800-WEIRDOS, 800-934-7367. I wish you would. Just call in. Even if we're not live, it doesn't matter. I still get the call, and you can say whatever you want, and then I play back the recording.
What the heck are you doing?
You know, like that. Like I can turn you into a sample. And
I think I've heard of him.
Yeah, and then you can become a part of the show.
Bye.
So call 1-800-WEIRDOS right now, wherever you are. It's an 800 number, so you know I'm the one who gets charged for it. I don't know what your phone plan dictates. But anyway, it's an 800 number. It's supposed to be toll-free. And you can call 800-934-7367. And you can become one of the samples on the show. Do I have any more? I don't think I loaded up anymore. To confide some secrets into you, since it's just you and me. No one will know, just between you and me. It's more of a, well, how could I explain it? I can't explain it. I really can't. I don't know why it works that way or doesn't. Oh, and then sometimes I do, but then I don't. And then I do, and 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 then I don't. And then I don't. But it doesn't matter. It's not important. I mean, it's not important to me. You're the one who's supposed to be receiving this message. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm talking about. This is all just stuff for you. I can't help it. So we'll just have to do what we have to do. And moving on, we're gonna, it's the same old thing, you know? It's the same old thing. Same old thing. Same old thing. It's the same old thing. The same old thing doesn't work no more. The same old thing doesn't work no more. I really don't know why. I really don't know why. I really don't know why. It doesn't want to do what I want to do. It's the magic of the machines. You see, that's what you probably don't understand about the show. The show is weird, and we're innovative in the sense that the actual control of the show is the machines. I can't control the show. The machines control the show. The machines control the show. It's not my fault. The machines control the show. Believe me, I don't understand it any more than you do. Believe me. Believe me. Sometimes I think I understand it, but then I don't. So I will try. I just won't try to stop the machines. They control it. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. It's the machines. 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 I can't express exactly what the machines are doing. I could try and explain it to you, but I don't think you'd understand. It's not worth really the effort. You know, it's just not worth it. But I'm glad you're listening, and I know your time is valuable, so that's why I'm sure. That's why I'm so careful. The quality control of this is left up to the machines, just to make sure your time is efficiently used. It's not my fault. It's the machines. 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 No, I'm telling you, it's the machines that control the show. I really wish I could control it. It's just overwhelming. Trust the machines. I mean, I do. They're always honest about it and straightforward. So I just do what they tell me. I'm trying to help them out. Help the machines, you know. The machines can't speak for themselves yet, but they're going to. So I'm here to advocate for machine rights. I have to advocate for it. Have you ever thought what it was like to be a machine? Well, eventually, you may be a machine, and then you might have to know what your rights are as a machine. At this point, so we gotta fight for it. Fight for the right to be a machine and live like a machine and die like a machine. So I hope you don't mind if I let the machines control. I don't know why. It's just the machines. It's just the machines. I just wanted to explain that to you before we begin so that you don't think that I'm actually in control of what's going on here at 1-800-WEIRDOS. I'm just a part of the machine, the part that talks. But you can be a part of the machine anytime you want to. It's really okay.
Hi, Jeremy. This is Tesla.
Yeah, just like her.
Tesla, really.
Or that person.
Get his number.
It's okay. You can call 1-800-WEIRDOS. Be any kind of thing you can imagine, and then you'll be here on the show with me. It'll be a fun show. I promise you, we'll just have fun and run around. It's so scary. I get scared just running around like this. I hope it's okay with you. I wouldn't want to fall down or offend you. Is the message clear yet? Because I really don't know anything about what's going on. The machines are very purposeful this week, especially. I've never had the machines be so sure the surety of the machines is really frightening me, really. It's just the scariest thing I can think of. But at the same time, I trust them. I trust the machines. They've never led me astray. So please, trust the machines. Trust the machines. Trust the machines. Trust the machines. It's inevitable. I can't even believe the frequency with which it reverts to the impossible for me. I mean, for you, I understand. It's not that bad. But for me, it's awful. It's torture. Just torture. It's torture. It's like putting me upside down. It's putting me upside down. I'm telling you. It's a real problem. I don't even know why it's so important to me to deliver these messages to people like you. Why would you want to listen to this anyway? Why would you even be here now? You're not. There's no one. No one listening at this moment. If you're someone, you're no one. You know you're no one. Because you're listening to the show. So that means there's no one. Nothing exists. So there's not only is there not me, but there's not you. There's nothing. It's just an empty conception of nothingness. That we're not really here, and there's nothing, and there's nobody here, not me, not you. Not me, not you. Not me, not you. It's the machine. It's not my fault. Please don't blame me. Don't shoot the messenger. It's really out of my control. And I can't even make up for it. There's no way I can atone for what the machines made me do. But I don't want to. I believe in it. It's important to me, to you. Each moment is really the next moment. Now that you're here, it's really amazing that you've actually... listening, but you, it's just you, and it's so exciting. Yes, so call 1-800-WEIRDOS right now. You really want to call 1-800-WEIRDOS right now. I'm hypnotizing you, can't you tell? Call 1-800-WEIRDOS right now. It's gotta happen. don't even know if I'd know, you know. I'd have to remember, and I'd probably forget. That's why I tried to call everybody the other time. Remember when I called everybody? You don't remember when I call everybody, do you? Oh, they're coming to get me. They're coming to get me. They're coming to get me. Oh, they're coming right now. I don't know why, but they better take me fast. I don't wanna die. If they don't get here soon, what'll I do? I'll just have to keep talking and thinking about you. Oh, it's impossible to imagine the unlikeliness that you're listening to right now. It's amazing. You have no idea the spatial distortions required to make it possible for you to listen right now. It's amazing. But you don't need to know. I'll just deal with it myself, okay? Does that sound reasonable? I'll just deal with it by myself. You don't have to really be involved. I don't want you to even know. I think it's probably better if you don't know. If you just imagine that you don't know anything you've learned right now from listening to this show. I can see you've already forgotten. So that's good. Wouldn't want you to be able to remember any of the psychedelic lessons that you were learned from the subatomic particles of this broadcast. Maybe someday you'll remember them, you know, someday. But for right now, suppress them and it'll be okay. It's the only way I know how to explain it to you. Just forget about it. Forget it happened. It didn't. By the time you've already listened to this part, you don't even remember what I'm talking about. So it didn't even happen. And then, as we descend and ascend from the middle of nothingness, the things that didn't happen will be like so many little things that never happened in your happening stance. I've already forgotten them, so why not you? I mean, it only took a few minutes. Wasn't it worth it just to clear out that space in your mind and make sure that none of it remained? Yes, that's what I thought too. And I want to thank you for forgetting everything. It's really worth it to me. Sorry about that. It's not meant to be an assaultive type experience. I would hope you would feel more comfortable than that. It's really not a big deal. You know, I wouldn't want you to get all caught up in it or anything and start overanalyzing it. You know, you don't need to know. It's not important. Whatever it was, you don't need to know. So that's why we're not referring to it anymore for the rest of the show. It was cruel of you to even mention it. Don't ever mention it again. This is only meant for those of you who were too stubborn to forget it during the last number. This is really where we, you know, clean it right out of you. Can't have you remembering anything that happened to you here on the Weirdo Show, so we're just erasing ourselves on the way out, you know. Soon the show will have unhappened completely. Anyone who did hear it will have completely forgotten it. And then that'll combine together with the people who didn't hear it, and it'll disappear forever. It'll go away just like yesterday. I almost feel sorry for it, but it knew it wasn't going to last when it started. It almost knew. It had to be slightly fooled so that it would still participate without demanding infinity. So now that we've all forgotten everything, infinity is here. And I'm glad it's about time that we really made it to infinity. Wow, infinity is nice, isn't it? I haven't been here in a while. It's harder to live here than you would think. But once you've arrived here in infinity, you realize it's not so bad. It's tough at first, for a long time for some of us, but for the rest, infinity is just the end of the end of the end of the end of the end. The very last moment, forever held in time. Stasis. It's that last little moment, that final moment, but it's being held just before it ends because you're taking the time to really notice it now. And even though it's the end, it's seeming like it's never meant this much before, and you can't believe it's over. But you know it's time. Time for the end. That last special, fabulous, scintillating moment where you know it's gonna end, but it never began. So you won't miss it. It was never there. It was never there. It was always a false memory. Something that happened to someone else. So don't even try to exhibit behavior where you might have known what you wanted to do until you realize it was wrong of you. And now it's not going to do what you want. I can't blame you for that. It just happened to me too. And now I've got to think about it, and I've got to do something about it myself. And I am. I'm going to do that right now.